Here we are in the end of the book of Psalms. And as you go through these last couple chapters, you'll find praising God is kind of the theme, especially in the last six chapters. All these chapters start with a phrase like, "Praise ye the Lord," "Blessed be the Lord," or "I will extol thee, my God," there in Psalms 145. All these chapters, they just focus and talk all about praising the Lord. Psalms 150, it talks about praising him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and the harp. And in Psalm 148, it talks about the beasts and the cattle and the kings and the mountains and the young men and the nations, all these different things and people and groups praising God. In Psalm 147, it gives us all these reasons why we should be praising the Lord, what the Lord has done. He hath built up Jerusalem. He cast forth ice. It talks about him controlling nature. There's all these reasons why we should be praising the Lord. Some of them, there's protection. He reminds us of protection and provision that God has given to us. That's why we should praise the Lord. Some of them, I believe Psalm 149, if I'm not mistaken, talks about the righteousness, the holiness, the love of God, talks about who he is. Some of these talk about God's power over creation, over the universe. There's all these reasons why the psalmists, the different psalmists are saying, praise the Lord. We cannot help but see God is worthy to be praised as we read through these chapters. Not only is it the theme of these chapters, but look back at our text in verse number 1. We see it's the theme, all these chapters are talking about it, but verse number 1, it starts out with, praise ye the Lord. That's not a suggestion. It's not a recommendation. It's not, hey, you ought to think about doing this. I'm not a grammar major by any stretch, but I believe praise ye the Lord is a commandment. You is implied. It's saying we need to be praising the Lord. It's a command, but it's also emphatic, urging we need to be doing this. Now, this isn't new to any of us. We know we ought to be praising the Lord. We know about our God. We know our God is worthy to be praised. We know our God is powerful and holy, and we know all these things. But sometimes we just praise the Lord out of duty because that's what we know we're supposed to be doing. Sometimes we do it out of habit. We come and the choir picks up their choir books and they sing because that's what we've always done. We come and we sit in the auditorium and we'll sing as a congregation, and we just do it out of duty. Sometimes we do it out of habit. I wake up in the morning, I have my devotions, and I pray, and I bring my requests, and I thank the Lord for things, and I praise the Lord, and it's just kind of habit. Other times, it's kind of absent-mindedly. We're just going throughout our day, and there's a song in our mind, and we're just singing that song in our heart and our mind. It's just kind of habit, and none of these are bad things. It's all good things to be praising the Lord. Sometimes we praise the Lord out of an overflowing heart. Not too long ago, just a week or two ago, I had a prayer request, and I had shared it with, obviously, Bethley, and shared it with Pastor and Todd, and we had prayed about it, and the Lord answered it so much sooner and so much easier than I ever expected. I just wasn't planning. I did not foresee that. I expected, and I fully thought the Lord was going to answer it in a different way, but he answered it so much quicker and so much easier than I ever thought. Boy, I couldn't help but talk. Two or three times I brought that up and just told Bethley, I still can't get over this. First thing in the office, I told Pastor, hey, can you believe this? Sometimes we just can't help but praise the Lord for God, what God has done. Then there's other times it doesn't come so naturally. There's other times that it doesn't keep popping back into our mind. Oh, God's done this. I keep thinking about and praising. There's other times that, boy, maybe we're just troubled. Maybe we're just discouraged. Maybe we're just, oh, praising God almost seems like a chore, almost seems like something we just have to do. It's during these times that I believe this verse was written for. The psalmist wouldn't have to encourage us to praise the Lord if life was always exciting. But there's going to be times in our lives while it's discouraging, while it's just routine, and we don't always think about praising the Lord. That's why I think this verse was written. If you look at this verse, it starts off with a command, praise ye the Lord. But then it goes into three points and tells us why we should praise the Lord. It doesn't just have a command, do this. It's, hey, you need to do this, and here's why. Here's the blessings of it. Here's the reasons why we should be praising the Lord. I want to look at these three thoughts in this verse in a message I've entitled The Perks of Praising the Lord. The Perks of Praising the Lord. See, a lot of times, at least with me, I think of praising the Lord as all just for the Lord. It's something that we owe the Lord, and we do. But there's perks, there's blessings, there's benefits that we actually receive when we praise the Lord as well. And I want to look at these three perks for praising. Number one, perk number one, the positive of praise. The positive of praise. In verse number one there, it says, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God." The perk of praising the Lord is it's a good thing to do. It's just good. Praise accomplishes good things. One of the reasons we should be encouraged to praise the Lord, it's just a good thing. The word good is defined as sound, perfect, uncorrupted, or undamaged. The word good as a noun, it's also defined as that which contributes to diminish or remove pain, or to increase happiness or prosperity, or just to produce a benefit. Good is something that diminishes or removes pain or increases happiness or prosperity. Our text teaches us that singing praise is a good thing. Singing praise or just praising the Lord removes pain. Praising the Lord increases happiness or prosperity, or singing praise to God just produces a benefit. It's a good thing. As we think about this word good, go ahead and take your Bibles and go back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. I started looking at the word good and thinking about this word good. The first time the word good is used is in Genesis chapter 1, four verses into the Bible. And here we are in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. The Bible says, "And God saw the light." Now God is here creating everything. And he created light. And verse 4, he says, "And God saw the light that it was good." This light that God created, it was sound. It was perfect. It was uncorrupted. There was nothing evil in it. This light contributed to remove pain. This light contributed to bring happiness and joy and benefit to people. That's what light was. You know, we read just a few verses later in verse number 10, we read about the seas and the dry land, and that was good. It brought good things. We get to verse 12, grass and herbs and trees, and God looked at them and said they were good. They provided benefit. There was no evil mixed in with them. Verse 18, night and day, it was good. Boy, during days like this, I sometimes am saddened that it gets dark out so early. But I'm glad night comes. I'm glad it's not day 24 hours a day. I know there's some places in the world today where at times the sun barely ever sets or it barely ever rises. God saw the night, the sunset, the sunrise, and he saw it's a good thing. In verse 21 of Genesis chapter 1, we see the fish and the birds, and God created them. And in verse 21, "And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, and the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl that was after his kind. And God saw that it was good." It provided a benefit. It was good. We see animals in verse 25, and in verse 31, wraps it up. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." Good. It provides a benefit. Can you imagine living without these things? Without the seas and dry land? Without the night and day? Without the animals? No meat? I'm glad we have all these things. They're good things. And just like these are good things that provide benefit, that's how God defines praise. When he says we as Christians bring praise and worship the Lord, and God, thank you for what you've done. God, you are holy. God, you've done this in my life. God, thank you. That's praise. That's a good thing. It produces benefits, both in towards God and in our own lives. It produces benefits. To be honest, sometimes I slip into thinking, you know, praising the Lord, it's something I need to do, but it's not that big of a deal. Does it really matter? if I remember to praise the Lord? Does it really matter if I remember to thank him for what he's done? Does it really matter if I tell those people around what God has done in my life? A lot of times I just slip into thinking it's a mute point. It doesn't really matter. But it does. The Bible says it's a good thing. If it's a good thing, shouldn't we be doing it? If it's a good thing, next time we wake up and we just go throughout our lives without thinking about what the Lord has done, if we remember it's a good thing, won't that encourage us to spend some time praising the Lord? So we see, why should we praise? It's a good thing. It's positive. But we also see here, in the fact that praise is a good thing, it has no downsides. If you look up the word good in Webster's dictionary, the definition is, it's defined as valid or legally firm, uncorrupted or undamaged. You know, sometimes when you make a decision, you have to pro-con it. You know, there's sickness in the church. Should we go to live stream? Here's the pros. Here's the good things. Here's the cons. Should I buy a car? Here's the pros of it. Here's maybe why I should buy it. Here's maybe why I shouldn't. There's almost always cons with something. But when it comes to praising the Lord, there's a whole bunch of benefits. There's a whole bunch of good things. But there aren't any cons. There's no negatives. There's no downsides. There's no problems that come because I've been praising the Lord. We can confidently praise the Lord. We can go to the Lord confidently. This, I know, is a good thing. Just a few days ago, we had the spelling bee here at church, and we had all the kids up here, and a lot of them aren't used to being up in front of people, and some of them came up, and they were a little timid as I gave them a spelling word, and they began to spell it, and some of them just came up confidently, and they spelled out the words. And at the end of, when I ask them a question, I'd always say, hey, here's your question. And they'd say the word, and then they'd spell it, and then they'd say it again. And then I'd ask them this question. I'd say, is that your final answer? And nothing like a little bit of pressure. If you're already on the fence, you're not sure if you spelled it right, are you sure? And basically giving them the last chance. Do you want to change their mind? And some of the kids, yep, that's my final answer. But some of them sit up here, and they think, I don't know, maybe I spelled it right, maybe... And they weren't confident if they got it right. And some of them said yes, and they got it right. And some of them said yes, and it was wrong. The confidence, some of them were, some of them weren't. You know, when it comes to praising the Lord, if we give a chunk of our time to praising the Lord, or, boy, I just, here's this problem I'm dealing with, this trial, the struggle I'm dealing with. What do I do? Why don't I just spend some time praising the Lord? You know, there's no con to it. There's no downside. We can confidently know, you know what? I ought to praise the Lord for that because it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, there's lots of things we can be doing with our time, with our effort, with our thoughts. What can I be thinking about? I could be thinking about things I need to be doing. I could be thinking about to-do lists. I could be thinking about stresses and burdens. You know what? I could just start thinking about and train my mind and work my mind into, Lord, you've done this for me. Thank you. Lord, you're this. You're holy. Thank you for that. Praising God is a good thing. It's something we'll never regret, something we'll never look back on and wish we hadn't done that. As I was thinking about this, I was just thinking about, I'm sure there's many other Bible characters, but I just thought of Paul and Silas sitting in prison. They had just done right. And their feet were shackled, and it's midnight. And I don't think they were awake at midnight just because they felt like being up and weren't sleepy. They were probably in pain and shackled in weird positions. And what do? They praised the Lord. Praise did a good thing. Praising the Lord was good for them. It was not just good for the Lord that it brought praise to God. It was good for them. I think of Daniel being told, nobody is allowed to pray to any god but the king. And what did Daniel do? He went right home, opened his window, and prayed as he did before, and praised the Lord. Praise is a good thing. When in doubt, praise the Lord. Why? Because it's a good thing. So the first perk, we see it's a positive thing. It's a good thing. The second perk I want to look at is the pleasantness of praise. The pleasantness of praise. You know, oftentimes in life, we have to choose between something that's good and something that's pleasant. When I was younger, One of my least favorite things and one of my least favorite memories is when I was sick with a cold or something like that, and I had to take medicine. And we had different cough medicines, and the honey one was good. We always wanted to take that. But if we were really sick or if we were out of that, sometimes we had to take this nasty red medicine. And it worked, but it was nasty. And, you know, as a kid, I remember sometimes thinking, you know, should I go to mom and ask for medicine? Should I try to pretend like I'm not that bad? And then this thought was in my mind, do I do what's good and take the medicine to get rid of my cough and to feel better? But it's going to be very unpleasant. Or do I do the more pleasant thing and avoid that, but knowing it's not a good thing and it's going to come back and I'm going to be coughing all night? I had to think what was good and what was pleasant. You know, today, why does all the healthy food have to be like vegetables and stuff like that? All the good food choices that are going to help us and be beneficial, they're not always so pleasant. Now, Bethley always picks on me and says, I have little kid taste buds. So maybe for all the adults out there, good food actually tastes good. But many times the good things don't taste so good. And the junk food, the ice cream and all that stuff, it's pleasant. But boy, it's not good for you. So many times we have to choose between the two. But you know, when it comes to praise, the first thing we see is it's a good thing. And the next thing we see is it's pleasant. You know, praising the Lord is both. It's a good thing to do. And it's also a pleasant thing to do. It's pleasant. Praise gives pleasure to the giver of praise. When we are praising the Lord, it gives us pleasure. The word pleasant is defined as pleasing, agreeable, or grateful to the mind or to the senses. Light is pleasant to the eyes. You know, you wake up and it's pitch black and you can't see what's going on. Light, as long as it's not so much right away, but light is pleasant because we can see things. Good food is pleasant to the mouth. Music is pleasant to the ears. When there's a beautiful harmony or something played, it's pleasant to the ears. Flowers or things like that are pleasant to the nose. When I say these things, even in our minds, we can think of them and think pleasant thoughts of the beautiful smells, beautiful sounds, and all these things. And it puts a smile on our face. Praise is the same way. When we give our minds and our hearts to the Lord and we're praising the Lord, just meditating on what He is, it's pleasant to us. At times when maybe we were stressed about things going on and we force ourselves and we take some time to think and praise the Lord, and it's pleasant. It's comforting. It's agreeable. It's makes our minds grateful. How's your day going? Has it been a little bit rough, chaotic, troublesome? Would you like a pleasant evening? Maybe take some time and praise the Lord. Praising God, truly taking some time and meditating on Him, is pleasant. Praising the Lord is good. It's also pleasant. So praise gives pleasure, but praise also gives life and cheer. Another definition of the word pleasant is cheerful, humorous, or enlivening. That is a real word. I looked that up. Enlivening. Praise gives energy and life. Have you ever been around someone who's praising someone else? Especially when it's a sports team. Someone maybe is praising their team and trying to tell you all the great things about it. Or somebody gets a new vehicle and they're praising it and all these great things that they saw about it. Or maybe somebody gets to meet their hero and they're telling somebody else about the experience and they're praising them, telling them all the good things. Normally it doesn't happen just calm and nonchalantly. Yeah, I got to see this and that was great. No, it's exciting. There's life. There's energy. That's what praise brings. When we're praising the Lord, or somebody's praising the Lord and telling us about what God has done for them, they can't help but have energy with it. Praising the Lord brings life, brings energy, it brings excitement. Have you been discouraged or run down about wondering how the Lord's going to do something? Or maybe, boy, just when I thought we were getting over this and somebody something else hit us. Spend some time praising the Lord. It'll give you encouragement and life and energy again to serve Him. So three perks. We've looked at the good, the positive. We've looked at the pleasantness. And the last perk I want to look at tonight is I've alliterated it, the prettiness of praise. The prettiness of praise. It is comely. Look at our text. We see, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant. And thirdly, and praise is comely. Or the prettiness of praise. Comely is defined as beautiful, elegant, or handsome. You know, we all like it when something looks good. We just enjoy it when something looks beautiful. You know, most everybody, I'm sure, has bad hair days, except for some folks. But lots of folks, almost everybody has bad hair days. But I'm sure most folks, once in a while, will have a good hair day, too. You know, guys probably don't think about it so much, but maybe girls, some days you'll wake up, you'll look in the mirror, and you'll be like, wow, for once, it's a good hair day. Hey, the outfit matches and everything, it looks good. You know, mowing sometimes when I was mowing our yard or when I'd work out mowing for different places, once in a while, you'd really get a beautiful stripe, and the yard would just look beautiful. And you just couldn't help but stop and just look at it and enjoy it because, boy, the stripes are just straight. They're not crooked. You know, you didn't hit something wrong or whatever, and the weed whacking is all just perfect. It just looks nice. It's beautiful. Sometimes I walk out, I'm getting ready to go home, and the sunset will just catch my eye. And I just can't help but stop and look at it because it's beautiful. It's elegant. It's comely. Now, when we think of those things, whether it be a beautiful scenery, a landscape, or a beautiful picture, or something like that that catches your eye and, wow, that's beautiful. That's how the psalmist describes our praise. Boy, when we stop, put a pause on our day, and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you for what you've done. Lord, maybe today's been rough. Maybe my life has been rough for the past few weeks or just difficult times, but I'm going to stop and I'm going to thank you and praise you. You know what God says? That's beautiful. It's beautiful to God. It's beautiful to the person giving the praise because your eyes get off the dirt and the filth and the problems and your eyes get on the beauty of God. You know what else that's beautiful to? Who else that is beautiful to, I should say? Other people that see someone praising the Lord. Now, we don't praise the Lord for the sake of others. But when you see somebody at church singing their heart out because they love singing praises to the Lord, when you run into somebody out and about and they tell you so excitedly about what God has done, it's beautiful. Think about the Christian that has been encouraged because they saw the beauty of somebody else praising the Lord. Think about an unsaved person whose heart's been pricked and who God can speak to them because they saw the beauty of somebody praising the Lord. Praising the Lord is a beautiful thing. It's not just a duty. It's not just something we have to do. It's beautiful. It's a perk of praising the Lord. Christian, has praise just become habitual? Has it just become something we have to do or we just do out of habit or something we don't think about? Maybe it's slipped to the back burner. Can this be an encouragement? Can this be a reminder to you? There's perks with praising the Lord. Praising God is just a downright good thing to do. And God blesses. And God, there's good things from stopping our day and praising the Lord. Praising the Lord is pleasant. You had a rough day. You had a bitter tasting day. Stop and spend some time and praise the Lord. It's pleasant. And praise is also comely. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful picture. When we stop and give our minds and give our focus and give our thoughts to Christ for a bit. And praise Him for what He's done. Christian, how's your praise been? Are there one of these things that, boy, God, I could really use some pleasantness in my life. God, I really need to focus on doing some more good things like that, like for praising you. Are there one of these perks that God's touched your heart and said, hey, you ought to get a hold of that perk. You ought to think about that perk. There's some perks, some good things when it comes to praising me. The perks of praising the Lord, and help us not to forget It's always a good thing to praise the Lord. Well, this concludes the message for tonight for the live stream service. I do pray it was a blessing to those who were able to tune in, whose internet was able to handle it, and or who was able to listen to it in the car via radio. We do plan on live streaming this coming Sunday, so we won't be here in person, but don't miss it. We will still be having church, and we encourage everybody out there to still join us at church. 9:30 Sunday school, 10:30 the morning service, 6:30 the evening service. You can go on the church website, just www.mountziononline.org, and there should be a banner right there. Click on it, take you right to the live stream, or if you want to come and listen to it in your car, you can pull in and tune your radio to that. And we look forward to sort of having everybody together on Sunday to hear again what the Lord has for us.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.